The role of coal as an energy source is diminishing in this country. 10 years ago, half of the energy in this country came from burning coal, but today that number has dropped to one-third. Coal companies have claimed that the Obama administration is waging a war on coal. But sustainability commentator Bob Breca isn't so sure.
At times during the presidential campaign, we heard the candidates talking about changes in American energy policy. And frequently, we hear references to a war on coal. There's no doubt that government policies are turning us away from coal, but it's more complicated than saying the U.S. government is waging a war on coal. Consider this. Historically, the biggest coal companies have gotten a real sweetheart deal from the federal government. According to a Greenpeace report this year, much of the coal mined by these companies has come from federal lands, and the companies pay only pennies per ton for that right. We are essentially giving away resources to these companies as they cause damages to society worth billions of dollars a year. That hardly describes a war on coal. In the past few years, several reports have been published about the true cost to society of coal and other fossil fuels. Even if you ignore the impacts of climate change caused by the release of carbon dioxide from burning fossil fuels, the so-called external costs are significant. A National Academy of Sciences report found that health and other effects of coal-fired electricity cost us about $60 billion a year, mostly from the dirtiest plants. Another report found the cost to be 10 times higher, making coal electricity more expensive than any other source of electricity we use. A lot of times you'll hear utilities and other defenders of fossil fuels say we should let the market decide which fuel to use. However, for markets to work efficiently, all of the relevant costs have to be taken into account. When you do that, coal doesn't look so good. So coal is expensive to our society. Since fracking began in earnest in this country, natural gas prices have fallen. And when the prices fell, there were plenty of power plants available to use natural gas. No matter what you think of fracking, once the decision was made to allow it in the U.S., the use of gas increased, displacing coal. It was market factors and deregulation in the energy sector, not regulations meant to strangle coal production and use, that began to displace coal. 100 years ago, there were 750,000 workers in the coal industry in the United States, about 2% of the entire workforce. By the 1990s, there were fewer than 100,000 jobs in coal mining and an even smaller number working in coal-fired electricity plants. So coal companies themselves purged jobs in their own industry in the name of economic efficiency. In Ohio today, there are only about 3,000 coal mining jobs left. And all around the country, the jobs in wind and solar energy are comparable or higher than the totals for coal. The world is choosing energy sources other than coal. The use of coal as an energy source pushed industrialization in this country, and created wealth here and around the world. But we now know the negative costs of that coal and how to move beyond it. And that's what must happen in the next decade or two. The coal industry has been waging an environmental war on the U.S., but the way ahead should include not only new sources of energy that are currently available, but also new job policies to help those who are harmed by the changes that are happening in our energy system. For WYSO, this is Bob Breca.
Bob Breca is a professor of physics and renewable and clean energy at the University of Dayton. He's research director of UD's Hanley Sustainability Institute and tweets at Bob Breca. For more stories and commentaries, visit our website, wyso.org.